Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
630 Chad and the Edmonton Oilers Hockey Club present the show that is everything Oilers. Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by World of Spas, Edmonton's number one hot tub and swim spa dealer. The ideal place to start your daily vacation on Oilers Radio. 630 Chad.
I got to read this text that's come in at 406 in Edmonton on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. It's out of Calgary. Bob, did you watch the Miracle on Manchester 2 years ago today? Did you watch the game or fall asleep? I fell asleep listening to it on the radio that night, says Ollie. Ollie, I'm going to tell you this right now. I was working at the sawmill, Tom Goodchild's, the late Tom Goodchild's place, and took a cab back to my humble abode in Duggan, Ermineskin at that time. And L.A. scored 3 goals while we were in the cab listening to the game. That was one of the most shocking comebacks in NHL history, to say the least. And the Oilers have had a couple of those go against them. We are pleased to head off to the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline and welcome back to the show for Abe's Door Service, where services are specialty. Visit abesdoor.ca. From NHL Hockey and Rogers, one of the most plugged-in men in the business, Elliot Friedman. Hello, Elliot. How are you doing?
I'm good, Bob. How are you doing?
Good. Now, I got a couple years on you, so I don't know if you would have stayed up late out in Ontario watching the Miracle on Manchester back in 1982. Are there a couple games of, I was 16 at the time, are there a couple games in your teens that left an indelible impression on your mind? And don't quote me the 2010 Olympics, because I know you weren't in your teens then.
No, I definitely wasn't. That game I certainly remember very well. I mean, the ones I actually remember, the 87 Canada Cup, I remember really
yes.
well.
Yeah,
those were incredible games. The 84 semifinal between Canada and Russia, where John Tinelli scored the overtime winner on the deflected shot by
Paul Coffey.
It wasn't Tinelli. It was Paul Coffey shot it, and who tipped it in? I forgot now.
Was it Bossy?
I don't think so. I have to. I think it was. I thought it was Tinelli, but he actually won the battle in the corner.
Yeah.
Anyway, so those two I remember really well. One of the first games I remember watching, and it was before I was a teenager, was the Flyers and the Russians. You know, they're going home.
Yes.
But one of the first big NHL games I remember watching was, since I grew up in Toronto, was Lanny McDonald's overtime winner for the Maple Leafs against the New York Islanders. That was a game. That was a big one.
I was pumped up for that as well, even though I was a Canadiens fan by that point. Of course, the Oilers weren't in the NHL, and, it was just... Was it Brian McFarlane was doing the... I think he was doing the color on it, right?
Oh, geez. I think so, yeah. I can't really remember. I just remember the game, and it was... I think it was a Sunday night, if I remember correctly, so it was... It was obviously a huge topic at school the next day, and then I think they got wiped out by the Canadians right after when they were in their heyday.
Well, they could do that to you back in the day. I'm just pulling it up right now. Tinelli wins the board battle, gets it back to Coffey, who activates. He fires one, and there's a stick at the side of the net.
It might have been Bossy. Yeah, it might have been Bossy.
And
can't believe I forgot that. Jeez.
I feel shame that we both didn't get it. It's a sign we're getting old. So, tell me this. Let's get the update right here, right now. It's been talked about all day long.
Yeah.
What is going on with Arizona here? Is this thing finally going to come to a conclusion? It was Mike Bossy on the deflection for the winning goal.
Okay. It looks like it, Frank. Frank, I called you Frank. It looks like Bob. I think that we're headed in that direction. Like, nothing's done until it's done, and there, it's complicated. There's a lot of legality there, but there's no question that the two sides are... there's no question. Well, actually, it's three sides, because I don't think Utah and Arizona are actually dealing with each other. I think they're both dealing with the NHL, and the NHL is handling it all. One of the things that is happening here is that it just takes time to get all this stuff done. There's a lot of paper that needs to be done. There's a lot of things that need to happen. But they are really on track to try to get it done next week. I am under the impression that it's very important to do this before the Coyotes, if they can, before the Coyotes players break up for the season. I don't want to have to be chasing everybody down. I think they want to do it right there and let everybody know what the situation is. But I do think as early as Thursday, they could come out and announce that Arizona's team is moving to Salt Lake City or Utah, because they're going to name it after the state. They're not going to name it after the city. And as part of that deal, the current owner of the Coyotes, Alex Morello, is going to be given, I think, a five-year window to see if he can bring a team back to Arizona. Now, as part of that, there are certain benchmarks and obligations that he will have to achieve, including an arena. But he's going to be given a five-year window, I believe it is, to bring a team back there. So that's how this is all going to work. And I think it's a $1.2 billion sale to Utah and a $1 billion purchase from the Coyotes ownership. So that's kind
of where we stand. What do you mean? Ryan Smith, not the former Oiler, but Ryan Smith, the owner in Utah, buys the team for Gary Bettman for $1.2 billion.
He buy from the league, yes,
from the league.
$1.2 billion.
And in order for Morello to get back in, because he's going to make money off of this deal from Utah, how much is what's he going to make? $600-700 million off of this?
Well, he'll be made whole and he'll get more. Yeah, don't forget, I think they've probably lost a ton of money too.
Well,
but you know, that was one thing that someone absolutely did say to me, was that if a team got sold, it would be a higher number than people thought.
Okay.
Because, you know, first of all, Ottawa just got sold for $950 million.
Yeah.
You know, it's not going to be less. So I believe that Morello League is going to, or whoever, Morello is going to be given $1 billion for the team, and Smith will pay $1.2 billion for the team, I believe.
Well, and Morello does okay in this deal for 6 years that have been, anyhow. So basically, Morello will then be given the, so, all right, give me a percentage. What do you think the percentage is that the team is in Utah next season?
I really hate this.
All right, then don't.
But put it this way, Bob. It's tracking
well down the path.
It's tracking that way. It's really, put it this way. It is, people are trying to make it happen. All it right. is a high priority, and basically, as someone just said to me like 20 minutes ago, the lawyers are working around the clock to try to get it to happen.
All right,
so there's a lot there.
The Coyotes, two of their final three games are against the Edmonton Oilers. They're here Friday. They're in Calgary on Sunday, and then they got Edmonton on Wednesday for their last game. That's their last game. At they're unique. That's the polite term that we will use, facility. If Alex Morello gets back in the game, do you know who he should hire? He should hire Kevin Radomski from the Edmonton Oil Kings, who's up for Business Executive of the Year. And I'll tell you why, Elliot. It's all about perspective. Imagine how Dylan Gunther feels. The Edmonton Oil Kings, Elliot, were out of the playoffs in November in the Western Hockey League. They averaged north of 10,000 fans a game for their final eight games of the year, okay, including 17,000 in their final game. Like, they found, and I know it's hockey, and I know it's Edmonton, but this isn't like it was the 2022 Edmonton Oil Kings that were going to the Memorial Cup and were, you know, have four players in the National Hockey League now off that team. This was a team that was basically, injury riddled, and in the second year of a rebuild where they'll be a decent team next year. And mm-hmm. and you know, you got to have people that know how to sell the game, and that's there's a guy Zoran Rajic that works for Everett, and Everett used to be they were the team everybody tried to copy in the Western League for really getting out there. And so, and I just wonder, I mean, I'm really intrigued by this all. So it looks like we're headed down the path of Utah, and then Arizona could come back in an expansion fee. Is that what mm-hmm. would happen? Is that how they would do it?
Yes. Okay. Yes. That's how it would happen. Yes. Now, I have said for a long time now that they will come back as an expansion team if they leave. And like I just mentioned and wrote, I believe there's something in the agreement that will give him a 5-year window to do it. Although he has to hit certain benchmarks, so all right. like the arena. So, yes, that's the way I think it's all going to go.
Well, they've got a ton of draft picks, and they've got some decent prospects. They went down the Russian path last year, the draft at 6-12. I've had a chance to talk to Bill Armstrong a fair amount over the last couple of years, and pretty intriguing and interesting what they ultimately elected to do. Elliot, now we're going to have some fun. We're going to focus on the teams that are good in the Western Conference. How many teams?
Okay.
How many teams legitimately out of the West do you think could win the Stanley Cup?
In the West, all of the ones that make the playoffs. I do. There was a time I thought Nashville couldn't win the Stanley Cup. I've kind of changed my mind on that now.
Yep.
But I think, Bob, like all 8 of those teams could win it. Now, there's a few things here. There's health.
Yes.
You know, you guys have McDavid maybe not playing tonight. And
Probably not playing, Elliot.
Okay, probably not playing. Okay. And then, Vancouver has Demko coming back this week. He's not playing tonight, but I think it's possible he could play Saturday, so that's big. You know, Vegas has a lot of things going on there. Adin Hill, I guess, is playing against you tonight. He's returning. You know, Petrangelo has been out. Stone had, a CT scan, but I'm not sure where this all stands right now. Stevenson's not playing tonight, but that's for the good reason.
Yeah.
That baby. So, I mean, injuries are a lot of questions, and goaltending are a lot of questions. You know, I have to say I'm not always crazy about L.A. I'm just not convinced that they're going to be able to score enough to win, to be perfectly honest.
It's a fair comment.
But they do structure. They have good structure, and structure helps you in the postseason. So they're probably the team that I have the most questions about. But look, like whoever Vegas is going to play in the first round, whether it's you guys or it's Dallas or whoever Vancouver, it's going to be it's going to be a Stanley Cup final. Like Vegas versus any one of those teams in the first round is basically, it's like you guys in Vegas in the second round last year. It's a Stanley Cup final.
You said it.
And, you know, Colorado-Winnipeg would be a Stanley Cup final. You know, there's going to be teams going out here who are good enough to win the Stanley Cup in both conferences, but especially in the West.
Yeah. Who makes the final 2 playoff spots in the Eastern Conference? Because Tampa Bay got in last night. So who makes it? Who are the best teams? I mean, I know you're.
I think the two best teams are the Islanders and Pittsburgh. Now,
yeah.
I really wavered on the Islanders because they went through a terrible streak. But the one thing I've said about them is that they have the best goaltending. I really thought that having Sorokin, Varlamov would be enough for them. Now, I was surprised at how Sorokin kind of wavered a bit there and Varlamov basically saved their season. But that is the best tandem of any of those teams. It's better than what Pittsburgh has. It's better than what Detroit has. It's better than what Washington has. It's better than what Philly has. I think they should get in. The next team to me, it's Pittsburgh. And Nedeljkovic has been unbelievable, and Crosby has been fantastic. And these other teams, to me, one of the most amazing storylines of the season is Charlie Lindgren. he almost single-handedly gives Washington a chance to win. Philly looks done. Detroit just can't get enough points. I mean, it's a huge game tomorrow night. It's what? It's Pittsburgh-Detroit? Like, that's a massive game. And then Detroit comes in to play Toronto on Saturday. To me, Pittsburgh and the Islanders should be the two teams, but doesn't mean they will be.
Elliot, we know you're in Vancouver for a special event. Have an awesome night tonight, and thank you for joining us on Oilers Now.
All right. Thank you very much, Bob. I really appreciate your time and your best wishes tonight, and I'm sure we'll speak to each other soon.
All right, there you go. That is Elliot Freeman from NHL Hockey and Rogers. He's brought to you weekly on Wednesdays by Abe's Door Service, where service is their specialty. Visit abesdoor.ca. Guests and Oilers Now receive gift certificates to Roost Chris Steakhouse, whether you're celebrating a special moment or simply saving a night in the town. Every meal is an occasion at Roost Chris Steakhouse. Tell Chris and Chef Eltoff and Brendan that Oilers Now sent you. Roost Chris is open 5 until close Tuesday through Sunday, and open 4 o'clock on Oilers midweek game days. You're invited to join New West Travel. So we've wrapped up our three Oilers roadies for the year. Nashville, Montreal, and Dallas, we sold out. The Oilers Now road trippers. Thanks to everybody that participated in that. And you can join New West Travel on an Avalon River cruise next March. Explore Southeast Asia. You discover Vietnam, Cambodia, and Thailand. Your 19-day tour includes a 7-night river cruise with gourmet meals, fine wines, and daily tours. You'll be immersed in the cultures and ancient traditions as you sightsee and spend time in the most fascinating places along the mighty Mekong River. Book by May 31st to save $1,300 per person. For full details, contact New West Travel at newwesttravel.com. When we come back, I'll work in a couple texts, and we'll get to Oilers game day trivia for Pro-Am Sports. You're listening to Oilers Now. It's 4:22 in Edmonton.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
Hi, this is Leon Draisaitl from your Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
Welcome back, everybody. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott, Derek Scott. You can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. Kevin says the penalty kill would be fine, Bob. We need Perry to unload on Bouchard whenever he turns the puck over. Our winning I get the sense Kevin's not a Bouchard fan. Our winning streak has been based on defense. Since then, you've praised Bouch too much. Our defense has now started to play like him, as there's no one holding him accountable for his mistakes. The drama continues thanks to the media. Sure, he can pass the puck. Think about the momentum and confidence loss every time the opposition has a short-handed breakaway. No big deal through 82 games. The playoff needs better defense. Kevin or Glenn or whatever you're calling yourself these days, here's where I mentioned to you that Evan Bouchard leads all NHL defensemen since the All-Star break with 36 points, and he's plus 21. He has not been the problem, okay? There's another defense pairing that has struggled far more than that. Ekholm and Bouchard have been, I don't even think it's an argument. If you look at the advance, in fact, I had this conversation with somebody from the other team today, and he said, yeah, if you look at the numbers, it's not even close. They've been the best pairing in the league. Okay, but thank you for the text, and keep texting us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. I respectfully disagree with you. We're going to go to Oilers Game Day Trivia. It's presented by Pro-Am Sports, your fan cave specialist. All correct answers this month are entered to win an autographed Stuart Skinner jersey from Pro-Am Sports. Visit them online in Edmonton on St. Albert Trail. All right, this is a little bit of a tricky question. The Oilers are playing the Vegas Golden Knights tonight. When Vegas joined the NHL, their claim from the Edmonton Oilers was Griffin Reinhardt. Griffin Reinhart played one playoff game for the Edmonton Oilers. One. What was the score in the game? And I'm going to give you a little bit of a hint here. Reinhart played during the 16-17 season for the Oilers in the playoffs. Got into a game during the 16-17 playoff year. Okay? What was the score in the game that Reinhart suited up for Edmonton in the playoffs? You can text us the correct answer, 780-496-0063. 780-496-0063. And the last guy who did the last bumper, he might have been tied to the game we're talking about. So think of who brought us back from the break. He's a pretty good player. He's won an MVP. That's all you need to know. It is 4:27 in Edmonton. We have got Kevin Robertson up next with a global news weather traffic update. And Kelly McCrimmon, the general manager of the Vegas Golden Knights, when we return on Oilers Now.